Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Renee's Heart to Heart. Happy Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend. And I hope that the weather here in South Florida hasn't gotten to all of you to the point where you feel like you're a wet dish rag. Between the humidity hanging in the air when it's almost 100 degrees and the rain that falls on us all afternoon, it's been pretty wet and soggy here in South Florida. Very, very hot for this time of year. Lots and lots of rain, which, of course, makes us look beautiful. Everything is green, dark, dark, beautiful shades of green. And I'm really not complaining. I love Florida. But it's been pretty hot. I want to talk today about the young autistic boy who was lured into a party and attacked and beaten and then left. I've seen two different accountings. I've seen one where he just was let go and found his way to the side of a road. I've seen another where he was taken outside, and some people driving in a car found him on the side of the road. I really struggled about doing this show because I really don't have any words that can help us make sense of this travesty. I think that our world has become, to say the least, unkind, unfair. Everybody knows about autism. Everybody understands autism. I don't understand how anybody could do anything this unkind. I believe the young man was 15, and I understand that he was hurt quite badly. And the video that was shown on television was incredibly sad. A grown man who also, by the way, says he would do it again, which just kind of blew me away. So what's the deal? What is going on with everybody? Why is this becoming acceptable behavior? And how would you talk your peers into going along with doing something like that to another young person? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. For years, we have witnessed and gotten reports about bullying, gay bashing, all kinds of horrible, horrible things. And it's getting out of hand again. And somebody put something on Facebook last week about what happened in Missouri. And I wrote back on Facebook, I said, you know, we're in a terrible place where this can happen. A terrible, terrible place where kids can do this. There's been other news of this. This is not the first time. There was a boy who led a 12-year-old autistic boy into the woods and beat him until he thought he was dead. And it's been written on several things. There was one in January of 2012, one in December of 2013, and now the latest one, where other kids brought an autistic boy to a party, knowing that he was going to be beaten. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand why anybody would think that that's okay in any way, shape, or form. It's disheartening, and it is sad. And this young man that did it says he would do it again. I can't imagine where his head is at. I'm going to bring Shell in so we can talk about this a little bit. I'm having a terrible, terrible time with my computer this morning. I don't know whether it's because of the internet I'm hooked up to now, whether it's the weather, but I'm having an awful time. I don't know if Shelley's going to get to come in or not. So, there were lots of videos on the TV this week about the boy being beaten, and the fact that all the kids videoed everything. And of course, everybody's in trouble. Everybody. I'm concerned that my computer's telling me I'm on the air, but I'm not sure that I am. If anybody is out there listening already, tell me something on Facebook or call me and tell me that you are hearing the show. It's not going to let Shelley in. Maybe she can hear, she just can't get in to talk. That's what it is. She can hear the show. She just can't come in and talk. So I'm going to let her listen, and hopefully, eventually, it lets her in. I don't know why. It's very fluey this morning, though. I had to reschedule the program and everything. So I do want to talk about this, and it's not... Actually, let me bring the full story up that I wanted to share with everybody. I'm going to go off the air. Now my computer is really a mess. Take it today and see what I can do to have somebody help me get this organized. I apologize, everybody. Shelley, I'll call you privately in a couple minutes. But it's jumping all over the place. All right. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.